Good morning. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Wonderful time. This morning I wanted to share with you a little bit on trusting God, because God's ability to do far exceeds our ability or even our inability to believe. There are many wonderful laws and principles set forth in the Word of God we should be aware of, and I don't say this to diminish any of them, because they are all wonderful, but God can go beyond that which is written in the Scriptures. He cannot do less, but he certainly can do more, and because his ability far exceeds our ability to believe and our inability to believe. He will never contradict his word, but he can go beyond his word, right? Mm-hmm. Sure he can. Do you believe God is almighty?
Yes.
Then we ought to just trust him. Our believing is, I trust him. We make statements such as we limit God by our failure to believe. They're nice statements, but in speaking of the law of believing, but actually we do not limit God, period. We can't limit God. He is greater than us. He is wiser than us. He is stronger than us. He is mightier than us. What we limit is ourselves by our inability or failure to believe. God is still God, and he has the ability to do, and our believing cannot retard his ability or cause him to be less than Almighty God. I'm not just speaking semantically, I'm speaking truthfully, that God's ability far exceeds our inabilities. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or
think,
according to the power that worketh in us. If we can't think of it, can we believe it?
No.
If we, don't ask for it, can we believe it? Well, we could believe it, but we're not asking. And the word ask is in the case of demand. But God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Therefore, his ability far exceeds our inability. Got it? To God belongs the miraculous, and we live in his kingdom. And that's why trusting God and trusting in the Lord is vital to the beloved and the believer. Trust is to have reliance upon one's ability and character. And Jesus Christ showed us God's ability, and Jesus Christ showed us God's character. Trust is having reliance upon one's ability and character. And when we're speaking of God, he is infinite in his ability, and he is gracious and abounding in his character. Confidence in their intentions. And Jesus proved God's intention. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might live. Confidence in his intention. Jesus proved what his intention was, And you can go through the Gospels and see the many mighty signs, miracles, and wonders that Jesus performed, the healings that Jesus performed, the redemption that Jesus performed, the deliverance that Jesus performed. All of that showed God's intention back in John 3:16 and 17, the purpose of sending his only begotten Son. And he also relied upon God's intention and ability. He relied upon God's character and taught people to trust in God, which is what exactly what he did. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Why? Because he trusted him. He had confidence in his intention to do. He had reliance upon his ability and his character, that God was exactly who he said he was. And now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So trust in him, that he intends good and not evil. Remember that verse from Jeremiah? For I know the thoughts that I think of you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, that you may have an expected end. His intention toward us is good and not evil. His intention toward us is always good. Proverbs chapter 3, why don't we go there and read that one? In Proverbs chapter 3, you may not know what to do. You may not know what exactly it is that you need. You may not know what it is that you desire. But you can absolutely trust in his intention for you and that his ability and character toward you is good. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Half-hearted attempts never really get us anywhere. Let's trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto thine own, what?
Understanding.
Lean not to thine own understanding. Stop trying to figure it all out because his thoughts are so far above our thoughts. His ways are far above our ways. Let's just take the word and just take it even at face value and trust in it instead of trying to figure it out. How should I get healed? How am I going to be healed? Or how is this going to happen? I am praying to God that he is going to prosper me and my check will be coming from my taxes next month. And then your check doesn't show up. Oh, I failed to believe God, or I failed, and you don't stop God's ability. It'll be there. Just you be there. That's the problem. You're trusting in your own heart, and you're going where you shouldn't be. If I tell you to meet me on Fifth Avenue, and I'll give you $1,000, well, if you go to Third Avenue, you know what? You're going to miss out on the $1,000, and don't tell me I didn't show up. You just came to the wrong place. That's what happened. See? Stop trying to figure it out. Let God be God. Let him say what he says. Let him show us his intent. And let's trust in his character. Let us trust in his ability. Let God be God. And let us be followers of God. Not trying to lead him where we think he needs to go to meet us. And I'm not trying to belittle the great law of believing, but if he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, he can do above what we believe. He can always go beyond. He can't do less, but he can always go beyond. That's right. At times, our own thoughts and endeavors to defeat what we believe. And then we say, geez, I don't know if I can believe for that. Well, trust in Him because He can do what you believe in more. Put our trust in God. Let God be all, be God. Let God be the Almighty God. I want to share with you the miracle at Mill Creek. Just to, we've talked about a few of the miraculous things, and certainly you've read miraculous events that have happened in the Bible. And then last week I had Jerry and Connie share miraculous incidents. And I want to share with you today the miraculous incident at Mill Creek. And here it is. Charles Berenger, my grandfather, was born May 26, 1864, near Mill Creek, LaPorte County in Indiana, a son of George and Frances Berenger. As a small baby, he was nearly buried alive, born prematurely, and thought to be dead when they had detected no breathing. A box was prepared for his burial under a large tree in their orchard. As they were lowering him into the grave, a faint cry was heard, and he was brought up, taken inside, where he was found to still be alive. Our God is the God of miraculous. I don't know if anybody was believing, but I do know God was. I don't know if anybody had the power to bring him back from the dead, but God does. I do believe he was dead. I don't know if anybody had the power in their hearing to hear that faint cry, but God has the power to make that sound somewhere that somebody heard it and they brought that child back up. Now that you say that's 1864, I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, 1864, today, 2016, and infinity. See, could you believe for that? I don't know. I don't know if any of them believed. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Can he go beyond your believing? Is there a law of believing? Yes, it is in the Word. You can operate it, but can he go beyond it? Yes, he can. He can do more than his Word. There aren't enough books. The Bible would be too heavy to carry if it mentioned every last iota of everything that God can do to its fullest extent. Nobody would be able to lift the Bible. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Trust God. Has he ever done something that you were believing for and went beyond it and surprised the daylights out of you? Over and over again. And he still can do that. And I am sure the people of Mill Creek were shocked. But he went, maybe somebody was there that was praying and wanted that child alive. What? Maybe somebody prayed that God would raise that child from the dead. I don't know. But none of them had the ability to do it. God did it. Can we believe God? Yes, we can believe God, but it's still his power and ability. That's why we trust God, because he has the ability, and we trust in his ability, we trust in his character, and we trust in his intent. Isn't that something? what a wonderful record. That's it. That's not something to be dumbfounded about. That's something that we should rejoice and praise him. Why? Because he still does those things today. And let us let God be God and have expectations that God can blow my mind. See? At times, we don't even know our own thoughts. And our thoughts endeavor to defeat what we believe. But I know my God can go exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Clearly God can, and we should trust in him. Let's go to Psalm 22. And I want to show you, just read some of these great psalms and encourage you to trust in God, because he is the Almighty One. Psalm 22. Verse 4. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst what?
Deliver
them. You know, when he led the children of Israel over the Red Sea on dry land, do you think anybody was standing there and saying, oh God, what we need is for you to make the waters to stand up on a heap, dry it out so we can walk across, and then let it come cover it back up with the water when the Egyptians get... I don't think that it crossed anybody's mind, but it crossed God's. And he brought deliverance to them simply because they trusted him. Nobody would have had an idea of how to get out of there. They didn't know how to get out of Egypt. Nobody had any idea, yet God did, and they let God be God. And when Moses raised that staff, bam, exceeding abundantly above anything that they could have asked for or even thought of. And he is still the same God today. He still has the same abilities today, and he's still as loving, he's still as comforting, and he still has the great intent to deliver his people. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded or put to shame. Well, if we trust in him, we will not be put to shame. Beautiful, isn't it? Psalm 25. 25th Psalm. Verse 2. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. That's right. Don't let me be confounded. I trust in your word, and when I speak your word, I expect it to come to pass, because that is your intent. Nevertheless, not mine, but thy will be done. And I expect it, and I won't be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Beautiful. Psalm 56. Psalm 56, verse 4. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will praise his word because his word told me. I would never even know that God can do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. It never crossed my mind. But the word told me, and now I can trust him to do that. The word told me that he is a healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I didn't know that, but now I know, and I can trust in his intent. That his thoughts of me are of peace and not of evil. I didn't know that, but he has told me, and now I know what his intent is, and I can rely on it. I don't have to figure out every last problem. I know he will, because his intent for me is peace and not evil. His intent for me is health and not sickness. His intent for me is good and not evil. I know these things because I read them from the scriptures. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. How wonderful is the scripture? I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust because his word told me I can trust in him. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And that includes my own flesh. I'm not going to be afraid every time I got a little pain or a little this or a little that, a little nausea, a little, I don't know, all these different things that your flesh, I'm not even going to be fearful of my own flesh. Because I know my God can what? Heal me. He can heal me. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is my physician. And I'm going to stop worrying and sweating over every last thing. Jeremiah 32:27, that's all right. I'll just quote it to you. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And if it's not too hard for him, he has the ability. And if he has the ability, he has the willingness. And I will trust in his ability. I will rely upon his ability because I trust him. Isn't that something? Boy, it's something to rejoice about. It's something to be excited about. It's something to just want to shout about, because God is all of these things that we have read in the scriptures, and we have no reason to doubt whatsoever, because not only can he do everything that is written in here, he can even go beyond it, and he does with the miraculous, with the supernatural that we don't understand. That's fine. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not what? It doesn't matter whether you understand it or not. You don't need to for it to come to pass. Just be there. Who was figuring out how Charles Berenger got up, how when they lifted him back or lowered him down in there, that he would cry out and they'd pull him back up and find him alive? And I am sure that they did everything, that he laid there motionless. I am sure that he was dead. But, and I am also sure that God put life back into that body. And I am also sure that God made sure someone heard that cry and they pulled him back out. That's a complete work, and our God did it. He went on to live many, many, many more years. And although that was 1864, he can do the same things today. Let us let God be God. Let him be the Almighty. Psalm 5. What a wonderful God we have. And he is our Heavenly Father. Wow. Gosh Almighty. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Bless the righteous with favor. Thou wilt compass him as with a shield. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall it be given to thee. Shall men pour out to your bosom liberally. Trust in the Lord. That's what he said. Where did I say? Psalm 34? Beautiful. Verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him, or the woman. Bless him. They're blessed. Verse 11. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear, or the respect of the Lord, the awesomeness of our God. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Then he tells us, here's the answer. Trust in him. Do this and you will see many days. Do this and if you desire life, do these things. Verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Can you do that? Sure you can. And he can do exceeding abundantly above that. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and... yeah. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You're going to be nourished. Do you want to be nourished by the Word of God? Do you want to be nourished by the truth? Then let us come to the Word and trust in the Lord, who can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He can even do above that which we believe, and he can even do above what our flesh thinks and does. To God belongs the miraculous, and we belong to him. Bless your hearts.